All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here. This is Grim's Late Night Open Mic. There's quite a lot of things we can talk about, but it is the first of the year. Well, the first month of the year, and things are pretty slow. Just wait, China's going to be shutting down at the end of the month, and you know what that means. You better go get your crap off Alibaba and Wish and all that pretty fast. Because remember, oh yeah, and if you got a doll,
Right, Chinese New Year. Okay, I thought you were talking about them shutting down for some other reason.
No. And if you got a doll, yeah, you better wait, because that's how I got an angry doll face. I remember when I got the angry doll face from the Chinese person didn't want to work. Right next to Chinese New Year. Oh, yeah, they gave me the angry doll face. And that wasn't great. I was not happy with that.
They were pissed off during Chinese New Year.
Yeah, Phil didn't want me to have that. Phil wouldn't have let me have that, but there was another doll seller that I'd been working with at the time. His shop is still open, I think. All right. Anyway, the latest news, or the biggest news around the whole internet, seems to be about the police officer who decided to take on the whole squad by herself. She fucked every single guy in the entire unit. Every man.
Wait.
She fucked them all? I don't know. But you know, a woman didn't admit to me. A woman that I know... have been friends with a long time, online, of course, you know, I have so many women online that follow me, and one of them, basically, she said, well, I'm going to be honest with you, a lot of women have this fantasy, so she says, honestly, I wouldn't mind fucking an entire police squad. She also said, I wouldn't, and I said, yeah, I know that there's women that have had sex with an entire football team and an entire military regiment, because that exists. And she says, yeah, women have these fantasies. It's a thing that happens. It's just part of it. So, I mean, this is just women showing their nature. You know, we talk about the red pill and everything else, and this is it.
Yep.
Oh, shit. Oh, how the fuck am I in 5 of 5? Damn, the whole game just froze me. Oh, well. Damn, I got froze on the final lap. Anyway, So, yeah. It's crazy that we actually have a red pill point making its way on the internet, and it's one of the most shared memes on the internet right now. Matter of fact, social media is full of memes right now about this woman who slept with the entire police squad. It's crazy. Even women I know are making the memes. It's just an equal opportunity meme fest with this woman. Oh, yeah. It's absolutely nuts.
Well, I guess if the entire squad runs a train on you, don't be surprised when you get meme to hell and back.
Oh, my God. They did. Oh, man. I don't know if I'm going to win this race. Probably not, because they keep slowing me down. See, they have machine... This is like F-Zero if they had machine guns.
Wow.
Yeah, F-Zero if they had machine guns and missiles.
So like F-Zero meets Twisted Metal? All
right, kind of. But it's more focused on the racing. Yeah. It's more focused on the racing, though.
Okay.
Yeah, they made 3 of these. Flashout 1, Flashout 2, and Flashout 3. Flashout 3D is the remake of the original game. Hold on. Let me go to the garage. Ooh, I can buy stuff. Oh, wow, I can buy armor. Okay, so I bought armor. I can buy rockets.
Oh, speaking of racing games, I did, decide to take the chance and try to get a key for Motor Rock.
Oh, did you?
And that went smoothly.
Oh, yeah, because you can actually play it. Did it work?
I haven't tried it yet, but it is on my account.
Okay. But other than that, there is one thing. There is one thing I do. But like I said, there is one thing I do want to talk about here. I talked to a gamer that is 19 years old. He's a computer gamer. PC's his main thing. He doesn't have consoles. And he said, you know, I think I'm going to start playing some PC games. He hadn't had time and he wants to, you know, play some games. And I said, well, Zoom Platform, you know, who I promote, has some new games. They've got a bunch. They released 7 new games today. So, you know, last night. So check them out. And they've got more coming.
The only place you can still get Duke. That isn't the Cursed Randy version.
Yeah, and some of them...
Then Duke Nukem 1, 2, and Manhattan Project.
Yeah, not only that, you've also got Dragon Throne, which is a game that God couldn't get to work. And, God couldn't get it to work. And, this gamer, he told me, he said, what's DRM? He said, I don't really understand what that means. You're going to have to explain that to me. And I said, DRM means you don't need Steam to play it. You can just install it and just play it, you know, as is. And he says to me, well, I've got Steam on my computer. And I've got Origin and I've got Epic. And I don't really see what the big deal is. Because I've already got those programs on my computer. So, like... why do I need something that I don't need Steam for if I have Steam on my computer?
Because it has games not on Steam.
Yeah, he didn't understand the... I did say that. There's a few games he has, but he said, well, you know, but I've got Far Cry. He said, I'm going to load up Far Cry 5, or I'm going to load up GTA and stuff like that. And he says, I really like those kind of games, and... you know, those games, I said, well, maybe those games will go DRM free, but he said, well, I can just play them on Steam right now, so it's not really a big deal to me. And and I was talking, you know, and another guy basically responded when I posted about that, and he said, well, the truth is, DRM free gaming is really only a thing for people that are like 30 and up. Because a lot of young people, they're really just kind of accepting the DRM. They're just like, DRM is just a part of gaming. So that's not really a big deal for a lot of young gamers, as long as they have the clients. Yeah,
that doesn't surprise me.
No, it doesn't surprise me either.
I'm a little more lenient about Steam and all, because, you know, in my experience, there are games on Steam that are technically DRM-free outside of Steam itself, I mean.
Right.
So I'm a little more lenient towards Steam, because apparently even though they did some shady crap, I don't really remember any of it, because I didn't really get that deep into PC gaming until 2011, I want to say. That's when I built my first computer.
Yeah, that's...
2011.
Yeah. And like I said, you know...
I mean, obviously, DRM free is a plus.
Right.
But it's not the end of the world, especially if it's a newer game.
Oh, yeah.
I just have the view, you're not going to escape DRM. But if you can, then sure.
I get it. But what I'm saying is DRM gaming, or DRM free gaming, is just not going to... be a very big market. And even the guy said, you know, Zoom is probably going to remain small, and GOG, you know, they'll remain if they continue and don't become purple Steam like they seem to be trying. Yeah, they seem to be becoming purple Steam, and I mean, that's,
yeah, they've got their own client now. Well, they've had that for a while, but
yeah, they're, yeah, yeah, I know. And even Zoom said, and I mean, somebody asked Zoom about a client, and they did say that might be an option at some point. Now, not a permanent client, like an optional, like, you know, some people just want to have that. I mean, it is what it is.
They have gotten some controversy, because apparently that upgrade for The Witcher 3,
mm-hmm.
in order to get the new items taken from the Netflix series, you have to play the game through God Galaxy.
Uh-oh.
Because Cyberpunk does the same thing.
Oh. That's not too cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not too cool. Damn it. Now I'm in 5 out of 5. That really isn't cool, man. This game can screw you because... Yeah, damn it. I think they fucked me. I think I'm going to be in 5th place because this game screwed me just now. I'm about to hit the
they
finish.
They pulled a Mario Kart on you!
Yeah, they did. I'm on 4 or 5 now, but damn it. I don't think I'm going to get 3.
Sounds like they pulled a Mario Kart on you.
Yeah, they did. Right towards the end. Got him.
Oh, you know what's funny? I mentioned I got Motor Rock.
Yeah.
What's funny is I got another delisted game after the delisting from Fanatical. You can still get Atari Ball.
Hmm.
And a DLC off of Fanatical.
Hmm.
So I'm like, oh, I better grab that before they run out of keys.
Yeah. But yeah, the game I'm playing right now is Flashout, not Flat Out, Flashout 3D. This is actually a remaster of the original Flashout 3D.
I haven't heard of Flashout, but Flat Out.
Yeah.
I haven't been playing that back on the PS2.
I still haven't actually really sat down and played that one.
That was on Steam. Wait, aren't the Flat Out games also on Zoom?
Yeah. Yeah, both of them. And they got Big Mother Truckers 2 today, or last night. I got that.
I saw that.
Yeah, that was cool. They said they're trying to get the first one, but they got to get the rights to Born to be Wild. That's literally the only thing stopping them.
One song!
One
hold them up.
Song!
Of course. Music licensing is such a royal pain.
Oh my god, it's insane. I can't believe that, you know, they're just ridiculous.
They're being cucked by the music industry.
By the music, yeah.
Over one song.
They got the rights to Slow Ride for the second one, but they didn't get the rights to Born to be Wild. I'm like, damn. He says, yeah, because we were gonna have the first one, but we got to get the rights to that song first. That's how it works.
And then knowing Zoom... It's a perpetual license, like for the Duke Nukem.
Right.
Well, actually, I think all their games do that, right? They try to do that for everything they have.
Hmm.
On the store. And I know a lot of publishers are like, no.
Oh, man. But, yeah. You know, like I said, there's still plenty of places for DRM gaming, DRM-free gaming. Of course, there's always going to be DRM-free gaming with most of your adult games. There's some that have Denuvo, actually. Yeah, that's a real deal. There were a couple adult games.
Denuvo on a...
Yeah, Dona had it. And you didn't have to use the Denuvo. You know what's funny? Only the English version of the game had the Denuvo EXE. The Japanese version of the game didn't, and you could just run that, and it would open up as the English version of the game. So people would just...
Hilarious.
Yeah. And there were several other Denuvo cracks. They used the weakest version of Denuvo, so people can actually crack it. It hasn't been an issue. People have been cracking the shit out of that one. But according to Big Time Denuvo, they're about to crack Monster Hunter Rise. So, yeah. That's the one they're beta testing the crack for right now, is Monster Hunter Rise.
I wonder how long it'll be like crack Sonic Frontiers.
I don't know. I'm waiting. Because I like what I played.
It does use the Nuvo, I assume, Sonic Frontiers.
You cannot play that shit on the Yuzu emulator. It's really stupid slow. I was just trying to play it, and it's...
No, I'm talking about the PC version, and yes, it has the Nuvo, because of course...
I know, but I'm saying that you can't play that shit on the Yuzu emulator. I tried it. They said that Persona 5 runs good on Android, though. They got an Android emulator for Persona 5, and it runs great. It's like, damn. So,
one of it's based off the PS3 emulator or what?
I don't know. It's the role though. Yeah, it's definitely the role.
That's the only version they're releasing.
It released the classic. I have the OG version. I have the OG version on PS3.
Oh yeah, that was on PS3 and PS4.
Yep, I bought it when it came out. Bought the PS3 version. I bought a PS3 and Persona 5. Didn't finish it, but got very close. Yeah, I bought the PS3 used.
Still you bought the PS3 just for Persona.
Yep, and it didn't cost me that much either. So I wasn't even that worried about it, yeah. Cost me like 100 and something. And I still have the PS3, it still works, it still has games built in it. It's got Persona 5 built in the game. Like, I've literally got it in the memory, so you can play the game without the game. My entire PS3 library is on my PS3. So you can just...
Okay, you must have hacked it right when you got it, or well, did it come pre-hacked?
I hacked it. It took a while.
Good.
Yeah, it took a while. New event unlocked.
PS3 isn't the most simple hack, but at least it's doable.
It wasn't that hard.
No, it just takes a while because you gotta go through a bunch of hoops. It's not as simple as, say, a 3DS. That thing got blown wide open.
Oh, yeah. There was an emulator at one time for the 3DS on the Wii.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't good, but it would play a few games.
Are you sure? You don't mean original DS?
Nope. I think it was a 3DS. I'm not sure. Maybe it was a 2DS.
Yeah, the original DS, that would make more sense.
Because I have the original DS. I haven't played it. I'm waiting for Shin Megami Tensei 4 to actually go on the PC, and Atlus says they're bringing more PC ports over. I think they're going to try to remaster Digital Devil Saga, and if they do, that would be great. I'm not going to play it again. Fuck that game. I already know the story. The second one is a pain in the ass, but... Yeah, I'm not going to play that one again. But it's cool for people that never got to play it, if they do release it.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Oh! That's right. I can't run into other people with my little ship. I keep saying car, but it's not a car. It's a freaking ship. Right. But yeah, Oh, yeah. I mean, it hasn't been a whole lot going on. It hasn't been a whole lot going on. Nothing kind of slow. Nothing really of note. We've had...
Well, there's the Instinct thing, but we already talked about that, retard.
Yeah. And, let's see. Like, as far as Arrowgay goes, there's been... The only thing that I've noticed that's been worth checking out is that new game that Kagura released that's actually got... It's from a certain developer that actually gives a shit about their games and actually got the person that does the Alisoft music to put the music in their game. And the game's got 1.8 million lines of dialogue. Very, very rare for a fucking RPG maker.
Holy crap!
Yeah. It's got really
is
good
it all
art.
It's all voice dialogue as well.
I'm not sure. I think so. But I know that this game, dude, it's called something Doom. I'm playing the game right now, so I can't actually go look at it. But when I get to my next race, I'll definitely bring that up, because it's a game I think you guys really need to check out. Normally, I don't recommend Kagura games, because a lot of them are very, I mean, as we know, they're very cut and paste. But this one, this is a guy using everything in the RPG Maker software that he can to make a really fucking good game. And the last game they made was called King's Exit. Do not buy that from Steam. They shoved it out with a Chinese machine translator, and is fucking crap. And you know what's sad? The developer kept trying to ask for an English translation forever, and he couldn't get one. Hmm. But they answered the call, and Kagura decided to bring over this one. And people are really, really interested in this game, as they should be. It's going to do really well. It's probably going to be one of Kagura's biggest games. Yeah, people were saying it looked good on F95. They were talking about how great it was. So now that it's... And that was only with a partial translation that somebody had fan hacked together.
Also, I just remembered a topic we could discuss.
Yeah.
The dumpster fire that is Limited Run Games. You heard about what they pulled earlier this week.
I kind of did. I listened to Razor Fist a little bit on it.
Uh-huh.
But, basically they were saying what now? Refresh my memory.
Does the name Purple Tinker ring a bell to you?
So, I know it was some fucking mental patient who decided to get in. Oh! The mental patient that talked about the Harry Potter game they're all been getting triggered over.
Yeah, Limited Run Games community manager was saying it looked cooler. Whatever, and Purple Tinker, the founder of BronyCon.
Oh.
So you know what rabbit hole that involves.
Right.
Complained and Limited Run Games fired her. Yeah, their community manager was a woman.
Oh, man.
And then they had this, and they naturally had to purchase Sandal and be like,
you know what?
We believe in inclusivity. However, blah blah blah.
You know what?
So basically, and basically a lot of people are like, yeah, screw you guys.
I'm gonna say one thing. Buy this fucking Harry Potter game, please. And I don't mean just buy it. I mean buy the fuck out of this Harry Potter game. I mean, it looks like it's actually gonna be a fun game. Like, honestly, it's open world Harry Potter, so it looks like it'll be legit fun. It's got Denovu, which a lot of people expected.
Of course it does.
But, it won't on console. I mean, on consoles, you know, people are going to buy it on consoles. But, yeah, buy this to piss off every fucking leftist retard on the internet that's fucking bitching about it. Don't buy it! Look, I have actually sat on Twitter and read the damn conversations and the arguments go back and forth. And of course, people get stupidly triggered over this damn game. I've never seen it before. It's like a bunch of fucking wine mobs arguing over Mortal Kombat back in the 90s.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Whoa. Oh, it's so bloody and gory. Oh, it upsets trans people.
Reminds me of that South Park episode where Kyle ended up basically channeling his mom to try to get Terrence and Phillip banned.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, instead of Mothers Against Canada, it was Millennials Against Canada.
Yep. It's fucking stupid. We shouldn't, man. These people have too loud of a fucking voice. Or they think they do, anyway. And the developers, I'm surprised the developers haven't gotten death threats and all this bullshit. They probably have. How dare you make this horrible transphobic game? You support evil Sheetler. Sheetler. Oh no, it's Sheetler. She hates trans people. Absolutely hates them. She's a TERF. Oh man. Fuck these people. Buy this goddamn game, and I mean buy the fuck out of it. I want them crying on Twitter for fucking weeks after the release. When does the game come out? February 16th?
Well, I guess February 10th!
Oh, wow. Couple days before Valentine's Day. You know what would make me really happy on Valentine's Day? If I had pages and pages and pages of fucking pissed off people to read when this game sells stupid amounts of copies. Let's go for a million copies, folks. A million copies. That's how much I want this game to fucking sell.
One million copies.
I want these people to shut the fuck up so bad. It's ridiculous. Buy the hell out of the game. Because I am so sick and fucking tired of these damn people bitching over this goddamn shit. You've got worse shit to worry about than some fucking Harry Potter game. It's just something for people to get worked up over because nothing is going on in January. The old fucks haven't got together the
meat yet. January is usually a dump month.
It's a dump month.
I guess the other game's a bit of a dump month as well.
Yeah, it's a dump month. They always put the shit in that they don't expect to sell. It's not going to be that great. I mean, GOG's not posting anything. I looked at GOG. They're not posting anything, really. Obviously, Zoom has a lot of stuff because they're finally going to roll out what they've had collected for a long time, what they've signed for a long time. And, nothing from Jazz.
They're just trickling out their backlog.
Yeah. And, Jazz, nothing. You're not going to hear anything from them. People are like, why are they so quiet? We had a conversation with the occult and Jazz, and everybody's like, why aren't you talking about Arrowgate? Why aren't we talking about Arrowgate? I said, all right, first of all, it is January. Nobody's doing shit right now, okay? Have you noticed that everybody's been very quiet? You haven't seen any posts from, you know, any of the staff members at JAST? And Manga Gamer rolled out their survey. So, hey, if you think Manga Gamer might bring over some shit, and who knows, maybe, you can fill out that survey for 2023 and ask them what you want. You might not get it, but, you know, you can still fill it out. Somebody kept saying, oh, you need to fill it out, Grim. Said, yeah, but I don't like pissing in a pot and... What did he say? Wishing one hand, pissing the other, see which one gets full the fastest?
Yeah.
That's what it is. Might as well piss in a fucking pot at that. Oh, I want blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you're not gonna fucking get it. You know? Maybe. Maybe Clock Up will finally release Fraternity or some of the other games that are really dark because I think they've run out of the lighthearted ones. Obviously, the supervillain one comes out... unfortunately, it's going to come out censored because Joran has it. Yeah, that one's going to come out censored. But that's their newest one. And I think that's a dark one, actually. Because it's an evil supervillain one. So we'll, hopefully that one... I'm going to play it anyway, even though it's censored. It's still going to be fucked up. And sometimes the way that Clock Up does with their dark shit, the censors really don't hurt. Like, they don't hurt. I mean, I'm not saying we should have censored games, but I'm just saying, you know, Some of the shit, it's like, well, you know, if I'm not seeing it, I'm not dying. And it's only like a little bit of mosaic. I don't know. They'll probably have mosaic options for stuff anyway. Because they did that with, Euphoria. They had an option to,
mosaic. As long as it's an option.
Yeah. But you gotta keep in mind, that shit's standard in Japan. So that's
yeah, the mosaics are.
Yeah, that's the only reason why they're releasing it. They're basically saying, hey, if you want it released early and as soon as we can, you're going to have it with mosaics. In other words, if you want it the same day that Japan gets it, which is what they're doing, you're going to have to get it with the mosaics that Japan has. It's like, hey, we'll give you your games as soon as Japan gets them, but they won't be uncensored. So you're basically getting an English-Japanese version of the game. That's gonna be the norm for eventually, for the newer ones. Remember, a lot of the stuff that Jast is releasing are older games, and that's the only reason why they're doing them like that. Jorin isn't taking the now. Great Deceiver's kind of old, but like I said, these companies aren't taking the. They're not taking the. The older games. They're taking the newer ones. They're taking the ones that are brand new, just now coming to Japan. Those are the ones that they're taking. Those are the ones that they're interested in. So, yeah. That's why Dona Dona came out in 2021, and they had it automatically, like, boom, that quick. Because all they had to do was translate a Japanese version and not do any censor. They didn't change any, you know, you don't change any of the images. You don't change the images at all.
Yeah, all they did was just crank out a translation and not bother doing any uncensoring.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't have to uncensor it. Damn, I just fucked up an entire... Yeah, I just screwed up an entire race. I got fifth place in all of them. Fifth place is the worst. Yeah, you don't want fifth place. That's as low as you can go. I'm going to buy a new car. Ooh, I like that one. Holy shit, to get that, it's $200,000. So the only one I can get is a Vigri X. Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna grind so I can buy a Cyclone. I'm gonna grind. Yeah, I am. Uh-oh. Will they not let me run the race? Oh, hold on. This game is... Okay, here we go. All right, we're back. All right, so, so, yeah, other than that, we don't have that much Aerogame news. It's gonna change. Now, as for Tokyo Necro got held to whenever. Unfortunately, it's taken a lot longer to get that game out. I don't know when it's gonna come out, but, it is what it is. It was supposed to come out at the end of 2022. It got held off. I'll have it for you when I do. And what I'm hearing about Chaos Head Noah's patch, well, pretty much, guys, you're going to have to wait till... I mean, somebody just kind of hinted that it could be at least 7 months. You guys have no idea how bad this thing is. Now, they could have just be a rumor, but they were saying something like 7 months, and they're saying, don't quote me on that. Shit could take a year. We don't know how long it could take, but they said, oh, we just have a few more things, but things keep propping up. I mean, things keep popping up. We don't know. It's just one of those fucking situations. But yeah, it is what it is. And A lot of people said they were going to stream it when it comes out. I'm definitely going to have it available for you here. Since I deal with Hyperphantasia, I can actually talk about the shit that he deals with. I've had some really good conversations with those people in there. Some of them are really young. So they didn't really know. When I talked about Xenogears, they'd never played it. They were like, it's better than Xenoblade. It's like, dude, you're comparing Xenogears to Xenoblade? It's like, dude, you're talking about a game that's made 20 years before Xenoblade was even a fucking thing. You were like, like it better than Xenoblade 1, but not as much as Xenoblade 3. I'm like, dude. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do that. They're young guys. They don't know yet.
Right.
They don't know yet what these games were like. And, you know, people are really cool in there. I go into the project discussion part, and I meet a lot of cool weebs in there, so it's interesting. And they're all really interested in VNs. And one person was like, oh, I wish that there wasn't more gameplay in Xenogears. And I'm like, okay, dude, you do realize this is a RPG game, right? So it was really odd when, like, Xenogears, as you know, it was originally supposed to end with the first disc, but in order to get everything done, they made, like, the second disc into a visual novel. And people didn't really like that much. But they wanted a story, and that's pretty much how they did it. And, it's a fun game. I mean, it's one of my favorite games of all time, but... But like I said, it's not what people wanted. But it's what they got, and people wanted more scenes. Like, you would basically see things that you couldn't play. You would hear about things that you couldn't play. But they found in the game data, they found all kinds of shit. Like, you were originally going to be able to play through this shit. Like, that was the idea.
Sounds like it was cut for time.
They cut out an entire music video full-length music video that you can't find anywhere else in the game. They cut it out because it was,
Sounds like that game's due for a remake.
It would be nice.
Considering how well Xenoblade's doing, they might not.
Right. Yeah, I mean, Xenoblade is just... It's a powerhouse franchise right now. I don't think they have any
interest in... Is.
I mean, they've never gone past 3 in any of the games. However, they did do Xenoblade Chronicles X. So they've actually done 4. Damn!
I don't think Xenoblade Chronicles X counts, because...
It is a game, though.
That was like a spinoff.
Yeah, but they didn't even do that. They didn't even get the spinoffs off the ground for Xenosaga. Because they were going to do a bunch of Xenosaga spinoffs. And I actually like the story of Xenosaga better. Because it's more like Star Trek meets Xenogears. Like, that's kind of what it is. It's literally like, here's our spaceship and we're going to different planets and different... Yeah. And it's really kind of cool. I like how they did that. Damn. Now I can buy that new car. Jesus.
Nice.
Yes. It says it's locked. But I got the money. Oh. I guess I can only buy this one ship. Fine. Buy the autopilot. I'll buy the machine gun. I'll buy the armor, bigger clip, rockets. I'll buy everything. Okay, I've got the whole ship. Now I'm ready to go. Yeah, this game is pretty fun. I like it. It's up there with the Star Wars Episode 1 Racer. That's kind of what...
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but I like it. Again, you have your rockets... Got your machine guns. Oh, shit. Oh, wow, this ship is stupid fast! Holy crap, this thing is nuts! It's so fast, whoa! Yeah, it maneuvers like a beast. Holy crap, this game is awesome. I don't know why I don't remember these games. I would have played the shit out of them. They're up there with F-Zero. They made three of them. I mean, the newest one came out a year or two ago. Oh yeah, newest one came out a year or two ago. No, it came out last year. The newest one, Flash Out 3, came out last year, 2022.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. And I can't remember when Flash Out 2 came out. Flash Out 2 is really good. I like both these games, though. One thing people don't know about me is I really do like arcade racers. I don't drive, but I love arcade racers. Crazy as shit. Now, to be fair, these kinds of games, you're not really driving a car. You got like a friggin' plane on rails. There is this one game, though. It's a plane racing game, and it's not on rails. And because it's not on rails, I literally crashed my plane like 20 fucking times in the tutorial. Because you literally gotta steer the damn plane. And it's not easy to steer that plane. It's like, holy shit. Damn it! See, anytime you're behind a racer in this game, anytime you're behind a racer, basically, they'll shoot machine guns at you, and the machine guns will automatically just destroy your craft. There's really no way you can get out of it. It's ridiculous. I think they fixed it in the second one, but the first one, it's really bad. But yeah, I do like this game. Yeah, it's something they could have fixed. I think this is a Polish company.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably why GOG had it.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So pretty much what you want to do is you want to destroy all the racers behind you and then get as far away from them as possible so they don't use their machine guns on you. Because you can literally home into people. Oh, damn. Oh, man. Okay. I know people were expecting some big topic or whatever, but you know, we can't always have a topic. There's one thing I am going to do though. Since I've talked to Empress, I know like only 15 people watched that, 15 on one, 19 on the other. More people watched it on MGTOW.TV than did on BitChute, which is pretty crazy. Cuz usually I get a lot of viewers with BitChute. Damn. But, yeah, but I only had like 15 on BitChute. And, I don't know, they didn't want to hear it talk about relationships and stuff. But anyway, basically, we're going to start doing the show with her. I thought about it. It's just something because she had all these weird topics she wanted to discuss. And, oh yeah. Yeah, she had all these weird topics she wanted to discuss, and... Hold on. I did something wrong. Oh, here we go. I used the nitro boost. I forgot I had nitros. Oh, run! Go! Get away from it! Final lap. Oh, yeah, see, they just blow me to fucking shreds. It's so unfair. I have a nitro boost. I guess I just have to use the nitro boost. You probably have to use nitros when they're shooting machine guns at you, and that's ridiculous. But anyway, yeah, Empress, she's going to be on the show now. for a while, she had all these things that she wanted to talk about. Like, all this crap, how white liberal men are, it was like, what? I don't know, it's crazy.
To be fair, she isn't saying anything we didn't already know.
Right. Like, I was looking at it, and I was like, it's like, can I talk about COVID? Can I talk about this? Can I talk about that? I was like, yeah, you can talk about it on my show. I don't give a shit. But what I want to do is actually have you just go through articles. I want to go through articles, and you guys can comment on them. How about that? That way, it can. The reason I do that is it kind of controls the conversation a little. So it's not
right.
Just straight up. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because I don't want them to be like... I mean, I was looking at all the topics, and I was like, well, do we really want to just have it where she talks about everything? No, because it didn't do very well. That's the issue. No, it didn't. Yeah, that's the problem. Oh, you have an autopilot in this game. If you don't want to fly the ship, fine. Yeah. You don't want to be in the line of fire. Don't want to be in the line of fire. He's following me. Oh my god. Uh-oh. Oh, I was in first place in the... Yeah, you have to... Oh, my God. I wish they wouldn't do that. I know they're supposed to, but it's unfair the way they have that set up. Like, I think a lot of people will notice, just looking at the game, how kind of unfair it is. Because once you get in the first place, the one right behind you will immediately start shooting you with his machine guns until your ship blows up. Now, the problem with that is it takes a long, long time... to actually get to, it takes a long time to actually respawn. And by that time, two or three ships have already passed you by. So, yeah, you have to, yeah. It's not set up well. Alright. Would be nice if you had a shield that would block that. Like, you could put on a shield, a temporary shield. That's probably the only fucking saving grace you have in this game. Other than getting... Okay. Yeah. Because they're just gonna... Okay, because they're gonna hit on me! Alright, hold on. I'm gonna try to beat this lap and then I'll probably end it. Oh, man. Yeah, I figure people are busy, but again, it's January. People are just starting out. Drex is gonna unleash his new channel. I don't know what his new channel is gonna be about, but I think it'll be interesting.
Well, he said, like, general lifestyle stuff, entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
You know, basically more than just complaining about women.
Well, you know, that's... Yeah. Well, I mean, I run an entertainment channel, basically. I still rant about things. I mean, it's just a little different now. Alright, did I win this race? No, I didn't. I still have to beat the... Kovox Open in order to get the World Tour. I've even got a new fucking ship and it doesn't work. I still haven't won the Kovox Tour. Anyway, this is the old Flash Out. And it's alright, I guess. But, you know, maybe there'll be some other game releases or something that I can have for you guys later. But at any rate, I think I'm going to be done with this one. I don't know if you guys want to stick around.